Okay. Gimel ER, Monday, Tuesday night. Rebaba's yard site. Okay. So we're learning Chavis Lavovish HaChesh Nefesh. He veered off into a whole discussion of tefillah, and very, very famously, tefillah without kavanah is guf pulling neshama, klipa without the pri. And he says now, for him Shilu would say, we're on page Resh Mem Vav, and in the paragraph that starts with the word vida, and around 7-10 lines down, for him Shilu was a la'evet, a marshal with an evet, and a sarach rabbi yetzloi, a moser a sherusoi. So the evet goes and he gives over the service of the Sa'uda. The Rav's coming, the Melech's coming, and he gives over the Sherus and the Tipul, Bitzrachov, to prepare a banquet and to prepare everything, the Ishtobel of Neve. So when he goes on vacation, he goes to the tennis courts, and he doesn't do anything. But Ozov also, Minasasek Bishashum of Mischok, below Kibdo Biatzmo, and he himself, the Melech's coming to his house, or the Tsar is coming to his house, but he doesn't do anything. L'chvoid HaMelech, he just says, yeah, you take care of it. Velo Hidro V'romim Olafichvodo K'mo Shuchayev B'Yatzmo. He's out to lunch. Literally, he goes out to lunch. He goes out to the tennis court. V'nisrashlu B'nei Beiso L'malei Mikzos HaDorish L'Rabbo Mechmas Adero Humeihem. We're not talking about that it's a valid substitute. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad if he gave over the servicing of the King Suda, the preparation of the banquet, the people who would do a perfect good job, and he went out, so maybe he could outsource it. But the point is, they don't do as good a job. So in the Vos Kossel of Rabbo, so the Rav understandably gets upset. Below Kibel Kibud of Yikuro, and he rejects the little that they do, he rejects, because it's a chutzpah. I'm mechabed you really by coming to your house. You know, the president goes to someone's house, they go crazy, right? Getting the place ready for the president. I'm not talking about Paris. Eladochas El Ponov, he laughs at him. Kacham is Palel, if he gives over serving Hashem, so the marshal is the kavana, the mind is out to lunch, the mind is busy thinking about what it has to do that day, or where it's going to go on vacation next week, or it has to go to the bank, and it has to go to the makolet, and then it has to, that's where the mind is. And the mind in the Moshal and Nibshal gave over to the Evorim to David. And of course, in the Nibshal of not doing as good a job, it's because the Evorim can't have kavana. The Evorim just daven, and that's not really called a davening. Davening is defined by kavana. So ain Hashem mekabel mimenu tefilos seivorim v'tnuos l'shono. So Hashem, what do you do here? You think you're being mechabed me by giving over my service to your evorim chitzoinim that could shuckle and shake your head and move your mouth and utter words? That's not halo tira. He says, listen, how ironic this is. What do you say at the end of davening? He says, himself tefillaseinu anu omrim. Isn't that quite embarrassing? At the end of davening, you say, yil ratzonim refi v'hegyon libi lefonecha Hashem tzuri v'goali. So you say, Hashem, accept my thoughts. Now, if your thoughts are what you're going to buy in the makolet when you get out of shul, and what you had for supper last night, and where you're going to go on vacation this summer, and the 1,002 things that crowd our minds whenever we're davening Shmon Esrei, so it's pretty outlandish to say, Hashem, please accept my thoughts. The Hoya Adam Mafalas Machshavto B'Dover Minyoni Ha'olam. If he's thinking about, you know, whatever he's thinking about, Dover Minyoni Ha'olam, B'Dover Ha'osar O'Hamutar, it doesn't matter if it's Mutter to think about, also to think about, you know, Shmon Esrei. He's davening to Hashem. He's davening. He's asking Hashem for something. Again, it's that his point is davening is avodah shebelev. The essence of the davening is the kavana. It's not like you're standing in front of a king where theoretically you could be thinking about something else. Maybe you wouldn't dare because you might say the wrong word. But in front of a king, you could say, you know, can I please have a tax exemption? You know, can I please be potter for this ticket? And even if you're thinking about something else, it doesn't matter. But Hashem, not just Hashem knows what you're thinking about. Davening, that's what he compares it to, the klipa and the pri, and the guf and the neshama. Davening is your thoughts, your attitude, your thoughts, your emotions, how you feel. He's going to describe that more in the next paragraph on the next page. But the essence of davening is that. So if your thoughts are the makolet, and you say to Hashem, accept my thoughts, what do you want him to accept? Do you want him to accept makolet? That you're in the makolet? You're a joker, you're a clown. You're making fun of Hashem. You know, what are you, nuts? You say, accept you, l'rotzon imrefiv, v'hegyon libi l'fanecha. That's what the Chavis HaLov says. You're saying, Hashem, accept my thoughts, and your thoughts are in Switzerland. Or in the ball game. Sheyitan, shehu omad l'fnei Hashem, b'libo v'kavonoso b'eishel b'balimo. What? You're making believe, Hashem, please accept my thoughts. Your thoughts were not there. V'achagach yivakech melefonav sheyikabal ezem mimenu, v'yerotzo yilefonav b'kach. V'yerdoim elemishenem arbo, kagoya shetztoka osa, v'mishpat elokoblo ozov, but your kavanah is not there. Your thoughts are not there. It's all chitzonius. The yomru kadmoneinu aleihem hashalom. He's going to bring now many sources that the essence of tefillah is the kavanah. This is meikar adin. We don't follow this because we don't have so much kavanah anyway. But the primary din is that you have to take an assessment of where you're holding. Don't daven if you can't. That's really the ikar adin is, if you can't have kavanah, don't daven. Ikara din and the din of the Gemara. You come from a trip, like you don't daven. We don't follow these halachas because we say sadly that we don't have kavanah anyway, so we might as well daven. But the primary halacha, the basic halacha, requires a tremendous amount of kavanah.
Ashkenazim,
we
don't say vidui, isn't it because we don't have enough kavanah?
I never heard that.
I thought that's what it was.
Vidui is an addition. No, the question is, who were they to put in vidui? It was never, tachanun is tachanun. They threw in vidui.
Was that, it was added there?
I never heard, vidui was never
part of it.
No, okay. I what's the difference? You're anyway right. Even if you're wrong, you're right. Because it's a good point. Anyway. Again, that's the essence of tefillah. You have to think you're standing in front of Hashem, talking to Him, asking Him what you want. Right? This is a very scary din. People are not aware. If you daven, and you're like, your attitude towards davening is that you're mechuyev to daven, and you're like, you shake a lulav, you're doing your chiyev to shake a lulav, you're davening because you're mechuyev to daven. That's not, you're not yotzei. That's what it sounds like. Ayin bir alacha, mishnah brura, they talk about it. I mean, you only have to have kavanah by avos, b'di eved. But still, I mean, you know, a guy, I always picture a guy that's very proud of himself, and he goes to the Shemayim, right? And he doesn't have credit for any davenings. He says, what's going on? I davened every single day. He said, yeah, but you davened because you were mechuyev to daven. You didn't have this rachamim v'tachnun l'fnehem akum, which the Mishnah Berurah, if you open a Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, in this siman, a Mishnah Berurah, bir halacha, hopefully you would get very frightened whenever yoytzeh tefillah. You say, why do we daven? We don't daven. We're supposed to daven. Of course we daven because we're mechuyev to daven, but because or else we wouldn't know what to do. But when we sit down to daven, you're supposed to feel like you don't know where your next meal is coming from, you don't know where your next breath is coming from. don't know where your next anything is coming from, and you're asking Hashem to give it to you. You're asking Hashem to grant it to you. Not that I'm davening, like, you know, I don't know, life is fine, life is wonderful, I'm doing okay, Baruch Hashem, even say Baruch Hashem, like a real prum. And you're davening because you're mechuyev to daven, like, well, you know, and you're being frum. So that's terrible, which is pretty scary. Very scary.
Is this allowed? Like, I'll test to yourself
ever? Not allowed. Chazal, no, it's not allowed. It's don't do it. The chiddush is you're not yotze. That's the chiddush, what I keep saying, the Mishnah Brura. If you don't do it in avos, you're not yotze.
You're not over.
No. It says don't do it. The leap is not that it's usher. The leap is that you're not yotze. And the Bir Halacha points out, b'di'evad, you only have to have this kavana in avos, because it's no worse than any kavana that b'di'evad, it's only ma'akim in avos. The Rambam kadunenu alayam mashalom al tas tfilos chakeva el rachmin v'sachnunu l'fnei hamokom the Rambam besatef alay nafshi es Hashem zochorti v'tovo elecho tfilosi the Rambam nisal v'avenu al kapoyim el kel b'shamoyim. So lift up, it means lift up levavenu. You have to uplift your hearts also. They used to daven with upraised hands. So niso levavenu el kapoyim, which everybody says, you don't know what it means. It means lift up your heart to match your hands. And your hands are uplifted, so lift up your heart. So far all of these psukim and his point and everything was that the essence of tefillah is the avodah shebelev shebo. Okay, we'll stop here.